Hey, have you ever had something happen in your life and you almost like get worried and snap back into a place you maybe have been in the past, even though you're so far fucking beyond it doesn't even fucking matter anymore? My name is Chris Johnson. Let me explain what the fuck I'm talking about. About 7-8 months ago, I did an episode about how a lot of paid programming hosts in radio, and I say a lot of because I don't know how the fuck other markets do it, but I can fucking tell you at the radio station I worked at, paid programming hosts are not real radio hosts. They pay for their fucking time. I do that fucking episode and, I put it out there and I don't fucking think anything of it. And then I get like a fucking Twitter alert where somebody who listens to this show, listens to fucking maybe 5 minutes with Chris Johnson, he must fucking knew who the fuck I was talking about or had experience with the people that I had experience with. He fucking like tweeted at these assholes. Like he was like, oh man, Chris Johnson's talking about these pieces of shit. So he fucking took my episode and he like tweeted at these motherfuckers. He was like, hey, Chris Johnson lights these pieces of shit on fire in new podcast or something like that. I mean, I don't remember the specifics of it. And I remember for like a split second, I was like, oh shit, what the fuck's gonna happen? You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like I got teleported back to when I was actually working at the radio station to where doing something like that might actually have some kind of consequence. I mean, it's a crazy fucking feeling, right? I mean, maybe you've experienced something like that, like if you're around like a whole bunch of people from like high school or something. Maybe like mentally you'll go back to high school. Like if you were fucking dork in high school and like you were around all these popular kids who used to make fun of you. If you see them again in the future, regardless of how fucking beyond them you are. I mean, they could just be towny fucks drinking at the fucking bar every week and you could be a fucking neurosurgeon, but you see them, you might like snap back into like an old fucking reality. You know what I mean? It's fucking weird, right? Maybe nobody else experiences this shit, but I experienced that stuff all the fucking time. And I experienced it for like half a fucking second that day. Like, oh my God, they're gonna know I think they're pieces of shit. How the fuck am I gonna handle work on Monday? And then I thought like, what do I give a fuck? I don't work with these assholes anymore. And quite frankly, I wouldn't have given a fuck if they knew what I thought when I did work there. But you just do a lot of things to keep the fucking peace. You can't walk around at your job and like tell everybody that they suck. I mean, you could, but I'd be fucking arguing with everybody. It's the same reason I don't really get into arguments about shit or confront people very often. One, I hate fucking confrontation. I just don't feel like fucking dealing with it. And two, like if I confronted everybody I thought was a fucking piece of shit asshole, I would never stop confronting people. You know how many fucking assholes there are in radio? There's basically like a fucking, 85-25. That fucking math doesn't work out, goddammit, 85-25. It's 85-15. I don't know if I was thinking 75-25 or if I'm just a fucking idiot, but like, let's just pretend I meant 75-25. But seriously, like 75% of the people you're gonna run into there are fucking self-serving, smug, piece of shit assholes. And then they got about 25% like me who were like, hey man, it's just a fucking job. I got to fucking get through this shit. I enjoy it. I got degrees in this stuff. Like, I don't know. Let's just fucking do what we got to do. I was so stunned by that though. I'm like, man, oh man. Like I got some people fucking listening out there who fucking really understand a lot of this shit. I never really think about who listens to the show. I probably mentioned that before. Like, hey man, you keep listening. You want to fucking retweet my shit? Retweet my shit. I don't give a fuck. If I fucking make fun of some piece of shit douche and you think you know who it is and you want to fucking tweet at them, I don't give a fuck. I got plausible deniability anyway, man. And be like, hey man, I didn't know if I didn't mention the person by name. So I don't fucking mention names. So I don't have to fucking deal with that shit. I don't know if anything could fucking happen anyway. I just don't want to fucking deal with it. You know what I mean? But I just thought it was really funny that like I got panicked for a second as if I was still working at the radio station. I haven't worked at the radio station since fucking November of 2016. I could give a shit less what anybody there thinks of my fucking ass. What happens at that fucking station? I don't listen to it. I don't care about it. I think it sucks. I thought it sucked when I worked there. I think I'm worried about burning fucking bridges in that fucking industry. I don't work in the fucking industry anymore. I don't give a shit. People make way too big a deal about burning bridges. Burning bridges doesn't fucking mean anything. It means something like if you're still in the industry, if you're still at the fucking job. Like if I was working at the radio station and I told my boss I thought he was a piece of shit, it might affect me then. Maybe I lose my job, or maybe if I don't lose it, I'm not getting any opportunities anymore. You know what I mean? But like if I don't fucking talk to somebody anymore, or if I'm not in a fucking industry anymore, or if these people have nothing to do with me, there's no fucking bridge there anyway. I say, if you want to fucking light a bridge on fire, light a bridge on fire. It doesn't fucking mean anything. It's not going to affect you in any way, shape, or form. The only time it'll affect you is like if you actually like a person and maybe say something that pisses them off and then they don't talk to you anymore. That might be one thing. Or if you like overreact to something. I mean, you can burn bridges in like interpersonal relationships and like have it matter. Like, I used to do that when I was really fucking depressed and all fucked up. I would just fucking light my relationships on fire. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I just wanted to be alone. I fucking panicked and I pushed everybody away and I was a huge fucking dick all the time. So some people don't fucking talk to me anymore. But I mean, it happens now too. People don't talk to me now. you know, maybe I'll put out a podcast that they don't like and they won't fucking speak with me anymore. It happens. It's happened a handful of times over the years. But, you know, what are you going to do? I feel how I feel, and I don't give a shit if you like it. I mean, I don't make the podcast to hurt people's feelings, especially if I liked them before, but, you know, sometimes shit happens and you make a fucking podcast and they're like, you know, Chris Johnson, you're a fucking dick. You are the villain in my fucking story, and I can't fucking do anything about that. Although the people at the radio station I was talking about, like, they're pieces of shit. Like, they're not good people, so I don't really give a fuck. If you treat people like dog shit and you think, oh man, Chris Johnson's a dick, like, I don't give a fuck what you think. Your fucking opinion means nothing to me. If you're one of those fucking scumbag assholes that looks down on people who maybe deliver food because you work in fucking finance and you walk around with a fucking shirt and tie, then you're a piece of shit. You're a scumbag piece of shit and you deserve everything you fucking get. Well, anything negative you get. That's what I gotta fucking say. So anyway, I guess, in summary, if you want to fucking assume that you know who I'm talking about and you want to tell them I think they suck, go right ahead. I don't give a shit. You do you, man. So long as it doesn't have anything to do with me. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. There's new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Any podcasting site, really. Podbean is the host of the cast. If you want every fucking episode, you got to go to Podbean. There's a fucking website and an app for that shit. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. I am on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. Also for, you know, apparently tweeting at people that you think I'm talking about. And if you want to follow along with the podcast on Facebook, I'm going to keep pumping this shit out in my timeline for you.